The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The third Hakdama for Bitochen. Shalom Avrocha. Once again, thank everybody for sharing our simcha, even though we weren't able to be together. And we missed everybody in the evening. Everybody else will be able to participate. So the third Hakdama that one needs to have properly taken after the clarifying the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is fully reliable with those seven conditions we spoke about many times. And the second thing is that Hashem is constantly watching us and is aware of everything we're doing, saying, and even thinking. Which, the fact that we know that Hashem is so aware of even what we're thinking, is something that pushes us to make our bitachon Hashem real. Because if it's just lip service bitachon, then Hashem is aware of that. But if it's something real, coming from our hearts, then Hashem sees that, and that makes that special kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the third Hakdama is that the things that he needs to have somebody to rely on is Miyachad Hashem, which means that he comes to recognition that Hashem is the only one that can help him in this issue. And it should not be Meshatim Zulosi. He shouldn't make a shituf between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and one of the people that he created. Because if he does so, he's not putting his full bitachon on Hashem. So for example, in a case a person wants to do business. So if he has full bitachon, he knows it's 100% totally in the hands of Hashem. He has to interact with other people to buy, to sell. But he doesn't have that feeling that I need them. He doesn't need anybody. Because Hashem can give him part on us anyway. And when something comes up, and there's a nisoyin of doing it the way Hashem wants, or the way this person wants, and it's a very common nisoyin, a person's doing business, so very often, it looks like the only way I'm going to be able to get this deal done is by being not 100% honest, or even sometimes doing things that are not 100% halachically correct, or getting overly friendly with going and doing things with them in an improper way that's not matim for us. All those type of things are things that we're basically showing at Kodesh Baruch Hu, I don't rely only on you. I need that other person. I need that guy. I need that. It could be with medical things also. I need to ask that doctor. We have the right way to do this, and the chanami, these are all the shluchim that Hashem set up in the world, his messengers, but they're underneath HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Mela, my primary focus always is to be on good terms with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bow for him. And that's what makes
Kol HaLashon.
We know that business is a lot of business is about relationships. But even when we're setting up these relationships, how clear we have to be that I'm doing this because this is my shtadlus. Not because I think the relationship will produce the result. How many times people spend a long time building up relationships with people they shouldn't really be building up because they hope something can come out of it and nothing ever comes out of it. If we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we build up the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a real relationship that brings us the Yatzah Shemaya more than anything else. And it springs from Asa. King Asa, that he was a tzaddik, but the Maisa, when he was sick, he didn't go to Mitzvah, to Hashem, he went to the doctors, and he was punished on his level, and at everybody's level. Like we speak in the past, all the different things now, there's a lot of medical issues. If we live in a state of fright, it shows we don't have bitachon Hashem. If we're careful, and because we know Hashem put a situation, he wants us to be careful, like a shah. But the feeling of emotion of fear
is wrong. There's no reason to be in a state of fear because we do what we can, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide what he wants to do. You know, so many people that were so extremely careful, and they got it in the end, and many of them got it in the end. Baruch Hashem got it in a weaker form, and they went through it. That's the main thing. Always to be focused. The one I have to rely on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The status we have to do because that's what Hashem wants us to do. We're not telling him that. Baruch HaGevish Yitov Hashem V'Yashem Yiftachu. Like we brought this pasuk in the past many times. The more I'm betechen Hashem, the more Hashem says, you rely on me, I'll be reliable. And we know that in every situation, if you turn to two equally powerful people to help you, it's just going to damage, because each one is going to go against the other one, or be offended why they turn to the other one, not just to me. I mean, you know, status is always good value. You have to make the right choice, but once you make the right choice, just stay with the right choice. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The right choice is always in. It's a very simple equation. The right choice is always to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we do that, then we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how deep our relationship is with him. The most dear things to us in life, we rely on him. And Eila Kodesh Baruch Hu shows us how reliable he really is. Yeah. It is a zeichet to see what's in the Yadish Maya. Baruch Hashem today, our dear friend, Yeshua Levinson and his wife and family are marrying off their dear daughter. Nowadays, even marrying off a child is a very complicated thing. You know, when it's going to be, how it's going to be, what's going to happen. Just want to give a bracha to the young couple. It should be a b'ezras teferes b'Yisrael, and the chasana should go smoothly, uneventfully. The only eventful part should be the simcha and the chasana itself. And Yitzchak should all see simchas and yeshuas. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.